saying anything about what his specific plans were. But he was just telling me that there's a hole that they wanted to develop state parks in Arkansas, and they're starting out with these five. And I guess, I don't remember, Lake Catherine was the fifth of the original five?
Lake Catherine was number nine.
Number nine. Well, which was number five?
Let's see, okay. Petaging was one. Three. Mount Nebo is two. Boyle is three.
Three.
Crowley's four.
Four or five.
And then Crowley's is four, I think. And then Devil's Den was five and six.
Five and six.
And I never understood why it was both State Park 5 and State Park 6, but maybe it was because of the
two camps. That's right.
Okay, that makes sense. And then I don't know what State Park 7 and 8 are.
Yeah.
But Park 9 is Lake Catherine, and 13 was Buffalo River, which is now a national park.
Well, I always thought it was just the original five. I didn't know they had assigned number six to Devil's Den either.
Well, I went to the National Archives last fall in Washington, D.C., and went through some National Park Service records, and I went through the monthly reports that Brian Stearns filed, and they say State Park 5 and State Park 6 on them.
Brian Stearns was my wife's uncle, and cousin.
Mm-hmm.
Cousin, my wife's cousin.
He
lived down at Westport.
Oh, okay. He managed to work through the park system after he started out at Devil's Den.
But I was not assigned to his camp.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting about the two camps. It makes so much more sense now to know, because there are so many things that just weren't explained. You know, why did they have the two state park numbers for one park, and that's really interesting. Now, back to the blueprints. Did they say to you, "We want you to draw a cabin," or did they? Did you have let me start over here. Did the National Park Service office tell you what you were supposed to draw, or was the state in charge of that? How did that work? Do you remember?
As I remember, I'm not clear in my mind exactly what happened, but I was told by the superintendent that I worked for.
Oh, okay.
I think that we want to build ten cabins. And that's about all. I don't remember anybody telling me how to do it what to do or anything about it. But Bob Kralik was a landscape architect, and his home was in Ohio, and he had attended Ohio State University.
Okay.
And vacation time came around, and he wanted to go back home and asked me to go with him. And here are pictures of some structures in a state park in Ohio that we visited. And I went up there to his home to visit his parents with Bob Kralik that summer, and those are not my designs or anything like that, but they were just a picture that we visited a state park in eastern Ohio, over there in that hemlock forest area, and those were some of their structures.
This must be a cabin, and that looks like a lodge maybe.
I don't know what it was. It was closed up when we were there that summer.
Wow.
Not even open. I remember. But they didn't use any of the heavy stonework like we did. Altogether different character.
The stonework really makes the structures neat. They just have so much charm and character. They would say we need 10 cabins, and you would come up with
10
cabins. So
I was just on my own out there, as far as I remember.
So you could do whatever you wanted.
I remember in the evenings, we'd have conferences and talk with each other, the technical personnel.
Mm-hmm.
The engineer that was assigned to my camp was Carl Smith. He was later the city engineer here.
Would that be W.C. Smith?
W.C. Smith.
Okay, great.
He was a fine man.
Okay.
His wife just died recently.
Mm-hmm.
I was real fond of Carl. He was the one that got up and drove me into the hospital.
Oh.
After
when you
being admitted,
oh,
didn't
yeah.
That night. Mm-hmm. And he and I did some work later,
mm-hmm.
with private, you know, mm-hmm. practice work. And then Bob, Kralik, and then there was another landscape architect that was assigned to the park, the other park, number
Let's
one. Chuck Clayton.
Charles Clayton.
Charles
yes.
Clayton.
Yes,
yeah.
Okay.
He married Dr. Head of the chemistry department here at the University, married his daughter. And we kept up with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's dead now. He
okay.
died about 3 or 4 years ago.
What about Robert Kralik? Is he?
I don't completely lost track of him. After we.
Did he go back to Ohio?
He must have.
Okay.
And I never have been able to find. And Marsh. Marsh was
Harold Marsh.
Harold Marsh. Harold Marsh was assigned to our camp.
Uh huh.
And Bob Kralik.
Mm-hmm.
And myself and W.C. Smith.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're about the only four. And
okay.
we would sit around and talk
and talk over
what
yeah.
we were going to do
uh-huh.
and how we were going to do things. But as far as any supervision on design, I didn't have any.
Uh-huh.
And what I did when I was here.
Now, some of the monthly reports talked about submitting plans. After you got these things drawn up, did you submit them to the National Park Service, or did you just start working on them? Did you just start constructing them?
I don't know. I guess I gave them to the superintendent.
Okay.
Because that's really who I was working for,
uh-huh.
the superintendent of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to build such and such or something. Well, I guess it was Mr. McComb. When he would come there for inspections and things, he'd tell us, he evidently tell the superintendent what he wanted, what we should be do next.
Okay.
And then the superintendent would tell me what to design it. So that's what I'd do.
Okay.
But then I'd give it back to him, and then I guess he'd submit it back to Mr. McComb.
And then
office, which is in Denver at that
right,
time.
Right, right.
And then they'd either approve it or disapprove it.
Okay,
whatever.
And then it would come back. And
yeah,
start
I didn't know
working.
Anything about that administratively.
Oh, okay. Well, because the monthly report seemed to indicate some kind of system like that, and
yeah.
I wanted to be sure and ask you
yeah.
about it. Now, in going through the blueprints for the state parks that I've been working on, we've come across blueprints for state parks in Oklahoma, Texas, and then national parks like Grand Canyon, Petrified Forest, Mount Rainier. And did the plans travel around a lot, or do you know anything about that? Okay, because there was one specific, it was a suspension bridge that from the Grand Canyon that had been sent to Devil's Den. They had requested the plans, and I just wondered if you knew anything about that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Everything that I keep coming across for the CCC and Arkansas Constructing the State Park System talks about this master plan concept for designing the state parks. Do you know anything about that? Like the central vision that was behind the designs? Unless it would have.
No, not except that it seems to me that Bob Kralik and I, when we went up there that summer
mm-hmm.
and visited this state park here in Ohio, that we talked some about, there was some conversations in the organization some way about a general overall concept of
park
state
planning.
Park planning,
yeah.
Park design.
Mm-hmm.
But then seems to me that someone said at one time, well, it ought to be more regional. It's what would apply in the arid west of Arizona
mm-hmm.
would be different from what would be in the mountains of Arkansas.
Right.
And but there never was any definite instructions along that line
mm-hmm.
that I recall. But not at my level.
Okay. Do you see consistent planning, I guess, or blueprint design among the four parks you worked on?
Yes, yes.
So you would say that Arkansas, the state park system here, possibly had
the
general plan.
In the beginning, when it was this style of park
mm-hmm.
structure.
Mm-hmm.
Now see, there's a lot of park structures here built later, that are altogether a different character
yes.
from those that were done when
right.
I was there. Well, buildings of that nature,
mm-hmm.
for instance, and swimming pools and things of that sort, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we wouldn't have done anything like that had there was then. And, I think the character of the native area has
uh-huh.
something to do, because we were told to use everything we could off the site.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't
so
have
didn't
any money
have
to buy stuff with. We had to make everything we had go a long ways.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one time we were buying nails. They said, well, we don't have to trouble with nails. I said, well, how are we going to hold the plate up and get nails up? But we had to, what funds we had to spend for plumbing fixtures and pipe and
mm-hmm.
Electrical wiring and even though it was very meager,
mm-hmm.
we didn't have funds to go out and subcontract that to
right.
a subcontractor. Yeah, they're for instance.
Oh, I know. That's terrible.
And that's the sort of thing I was referring to.
Like I said, the park system is trying to go back. Planning and Development, which is the division of parks I work for.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really trying to correct some of the things that were done, especially in the 1970s, because that seems to be
that was good there, maintenance and upkeep.
Yeah, but the 1970s seems to be the worst, the worst period in park history when they really went through and messed up a lot of stuff.
Oh, you're talking about on new work.
Yeah, and they, at Petagene, they took off on all the, the wood framing and put up board mat, and they took a lot of the stone off, and they did things like that.
Off the buildings?
Off the cabins. And so, I mean, it's been a real problem, and that's why, we're trying so hard to gather up as much as we can
mm-hmm.
and find these original plans and pictures, and
find it.
We know what these look like initially, so,
mm-hmm.
It's easier for them to go back and build something or renovated or rehabilitated, so it looks
yeah.
like it would have when it was first built.
Uh-huh.
And
HB? Come in here and meet this young lady. I don't remember one like this being constructed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have that one. We have pictures of it.
Okay, yeah, this one.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And we have the...
This is the cabin.
Yeah, we have that. That one was built.
Uh-huh.
That one was built.
Okay.
That one was built.
The small cabin. Okay,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
This is the one I was thinking about.
This is, I think this is the one that is on the state park's poster.
Yes.
But I could be wrong. No, maybe it's this one.
Well, it could be. That one was built.
And
that,
this is the...
Was this built? I don't remember.
I thought it was.
Yes, I think it was,
too. I think we have pictures of that one.
Uh-huh.
And then here's
this is the bathhouse that I worked on here. It's drawn by me, that was done when we were in
Mr.
Harding's
office.
Now, do you know his son,
Tom photographer.
Harding? Uh-huh.
I know about him. I don't know him personally.
Well, I was thinking about you were talking about the drawings, these drawings here that we've never been able to locate them. He might be able to tell you what happened to him after his father's death.
Okay.
Tom and I both decided we were the friends,
mm-hmm.
Tom Jr., that we're going to be an architect. And we decided after his father came out to high school in Little Rock there and gave a lecture at the whatever they call those things, the meetings that they have with the whole school, whole school population once a week. Mr. Hardy came out and spoke on architecture.
Oh, okay, and that's how you got interested
and
in
I,
it.
And I, Tom and I were sitting next to each other. We were friends. And I said, well, Tom, you know, I think after listening to your daddy speak, tell us about Patrick Arquette, I'd like to be an architect. He said, well, I would be too. And we both became architects. I never did vary. I knew from the time I was in high school what I wanted to do all my life. And now I have four sons. Did have one. We lost one a couple years ago. But out of the four, two of them are architects. They're both in Florida. We practice architecture. They were with me in the office until they wanted to get out on their own, you know. But Tom Jr., and he lives there at River Cliff Apartments, I think.
Okay. Now, someone told me, or, well, the, not someone, the Department of Arkansas Heritage, or Arkansas Historic Preservation Program, whatever you want to call it, Ken Story, who's their National Register historian, he told me that, Tom Hardy Jr., I guess, was a photographer now, and that, he did some consulting work for DAH sometimes. So I guess if you would be about the same age then, if you were in high school together.
High school together. In Little Rock. Well, I would love to have these prints. And I'll...
You can have them.
Well, I'll be glad to pay for the prints.
No, that's all right. I do, I have a favor to ask of you.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you let me borrow this picture so we can make copies of them?
Oh, these things are mine here?
Yes.
These photographs.
Would you be willing to let us
do
them?
Yes, you'll send them back to me.
Yes.
I had a whole lot more than this. Someplace, sometime.
Well, it's easy to lose photographs.
And let's see now. You think you know what?
I will remember what they are.
And I've got that has been.
And the date. Okay,
date
great.
On some of them.
That's great. I did want to show you some other pictures that State Parks took.
You know, where's that picture of those trucks lined up there in that campsite? I know you've taken these up there in Ohio. You want those?
No, you can. I don't need the Ohio pictures. Yeah. I'll leave those here.
Yeah, you can go. That drop one.
Here's another picture of the overlook.
That was back when still had the log records.
Right, they hadn't cut them off.
Yes, ma'am.
They another thing, they are making a concerted effort to go back and use the original size logs. You know, like the 12-inch, 14-inch, or whatever they were. And they're trying to be careful about that. And
Let's see. That's I saw that someplace right here. No, that detail is not the size of the log records, 8-inch. There's one that's gone up here, but I don't know whether that's the same I don't believe it's the same detail that we use on this
floor. Here's a picture of the bridge.
Oh, yes. All right. As I remember, that stone that killed the boy is right almost centered on the bridge, right in this wall, right here.
Oh,
and
it's, okay.
It was up about like that level, uh-huh. next to the top road.
Okay.
I think it's right, but I couldn't find the cross anymore.
Hmm.
And that, it's one of those stones right there. We carved the cross.
Uh-huh.
It's not a large cross, it's about, you know.
About a foot or so, okay.
Yeah, those are nice 8x10s.
Yeah, these were in the publicity folders, and you might be able to tell us about that. Do you know what that would be? Where that is? The man on the horseback?
I remember we had some horses down there, and some of those fellas rode them. And, but I don't recall being involved with the, or it might have been a riding club that came down there in the park, you know, mm-hmm. from Prairie Grove or Hall Guy or someplace around it.
This is one of the cabins.
Yeah, that's one of the cabins. Mm-hmm. But now, that's a recent picture.
Yes.
That has the asphalt roof on it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now this is one of that's an older picture. Is that one of those cabins that was built later?
No, it wasn't built. That was an old farmhouse that was down there on the park.
Okay.
I had some pictures of those old farmhouses that, and I, but that's part of what I can't find right now.
Okay.
As I remember, that was an old farmhouse that was down there in the park that was, demolished or torn out.
Huh. Okay. Well, because we couldn't figure out where this would be in the park
now. No, it was already there at the time.
Let's see. Here's another picture of the bridge.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that gin hole that was in the water,
uh-huh.
flood stage, it was helping lift those stones up and build those piers. Mm. But this picture here.
Oh, yes.
When that was some of
the barracks.
That's some of the barracks. That was Army barracks. If this is down in the park, we had an office down here in the park here, but I slept in the barracks like that up at the top of the mountain. There they are. Yeah. Now you have that picture enlarged, don't you? One's very similar to it. You just showed me a month ago. Oh, that was for the building the bridge. That's those piers out there.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one of them.
Yeah.
I just want to take them and use what you want.
Okay. Well, listen, I appreciate this so much.
Yeah, you're more
welcome.
You have
been very, very helpful.
Well, I hope I have.
And,
like I said, after 50, 60 years, your memory kind of gets it fades a little bit in the meantime.
This is great. This is really, really great, and I appreciate it more than you know. Mm-hmm.